Lady Velen, did you get the research material I sent over? I found it while I was exploring a small desert world. I thought that the hardiness of the plants would be of help to your research. Completely ignoring Thorn, the middle-aged man flashed what he clearly considered his best smile at Velen, trying to meet her gaze. Instead, he just saw Thorn's stomach as the Titan stepped in between them. A hint of fury flickered across his gaze, but he quickly tried to hide it as his eyes rose to Thorn's.
"Ah, Thorn, I didn't see you there."
"That's concerning on two fronts, Geffer. Did your stint on that desert world harm your eyesight? You should probably get that checked out."
Taking a small step forward, Thorn loomed over Geffer, forcing the middle-aged man to strain his neck back to keep Thorn's face in sight.
"And you're quickly making your way to the front of my list of least favorite people. Stop bothering Velen, or I'll make sure that you can't."
Even though he didn't want to step backward, there was nothing Geffer could do as Thorn took another step toward him. The Titan was so tall that Geffer only came up to his sternum, and the aura Thorn was releasing was oppressive. As a seventh-tier artificer, Geffer hated the fact that Thorn was stronger than him, but there was little he could do about it. Ever since he had first seen Velen a few months ago, he had been trying to get close to her, but every time Thorn seemed to be there to block him.
"I'm not bothering Lady Velen," Geffer said, his lips twisting into a sneer. "I'm simply helping her with her research. Maybe if you didn't hide in your workshop all the time, slaving away like a dog for the master, she wouldn't need me to help her. But until you grow enough of a spine to leave the shard on a raid, she is going to have to rely on real men like me."
"I've changed my mind," Velen's cold voice sounded from behind Thorn. "You can kill him." Before Thorn could strike, a heavy presence that smothered the three of them rolled out of the room they were in front of, and Ogham's voice drifted out of the doorway.
"Do not dirty my doorstep with blood. Come in."